What if everything you believed about getting things done was backward? We've been taught that juggling multiple tasks simultaneously is the hallmark of success, that the ability to answer emails during meetings while mentally planning dinner makes us efficient, capable, modern professionals. Yet neuroscience reveals a startling truth. Multitasking is a myth. Your brain cannot focus on multiple things at once. What feels like multitasking is actually rapid task switching, and it's costing you far more than you realize. Every time you shift attention between tasks, your brain pays a cognitive tax, releasing stress hormones, shrinking your prefrontal cortex, and reducing your capacity for problem solving. Studies show that distracted driving alone kills tens of thousands annually in the U.S., with economic costs reaching $871 billion. Even walking while texting has become deadly, with pedestrian injuries involving phones tripling between 2004 and 2010. We're not just less productive, we're literally endangering ourselves and others. The solution isn't doing more, it's doing one thing completely.
Our ancestors couldn't multitask. Survival demanded complete focus while tracking prey or fleeing predators. For millennia, sustained attention was humanity's default mode. Then the Industrial Revolution shattered this pattern. Telegraphs and telephones meant constant interruption. Workdays, once bounded by sunlight, became endless. In 1925, psychologist Carl Jung escaped to Africa, reporting profound mental clarity without Europe's technological demons. No telegrams, calls, or visitors. Those demons now seem quaint compared to our perpetual notifications and endless availability. The core problem? Stone Age brains colliding with information age demands. When you multitask, your prefrontal cortex literally shrinks from stress, allowing your amygdala to flood your brain with fear and anxiety. Gray matter diminishes. Cognitive impairment follows. You're not adapting. You're deteriorating. Remember being so absorbed that hours vanished? That's flow, complete immersion, where you perform at your peak. In the 2014 World Cup, U.S. goalkeeper Tim Howard made a record 16 saves. Despite 50,000 screaming fans, once the whistle blew, everything else disappears. Surgeons, musicians, and artists all experience this during their finest work. Task switching makes flow impossible. Constantly checking your phone creates what Buddhists call monkey mind, unsettled, restless, confused. Research shows we spend 47% of waking hours thinking about something other than what we're doing. We're mentally absent from our own lives. The tragedy isn't just lost productivity, it's lost meaning. Philosopher Martin Buber identified two ways of relating. Thou engages people in genuine dialogue. It treats them as objects. Today, we're mentally absent from those physically present while conversing electronically with people physically absent. Single-tasking returns us to being where we are, transforming shallow connections into meaningful encounters. Track your activities for three typical workdays. You'll be shocked by the reality check. Most people discover they spend hours on tasks they claim they don't have time for while neglecting what truly matters. The solution starts with just 3 to 5 minutes organizing your to-do list each morning, transforming your day from reactive to proactive. Consider Dave the multitasker. Arrives to unplanned conversations, handles unexpected paperwork, gets ambushed by colleagues, multitasks during meetings, misses deadlines, sends error-filled work, and arrives late for personal commitments. Now, Dave the single-tasker. Arrives early, organizes tasks, creates boundaries, negotiates meeting attendance, completes critical work without distractions, conducts focused performance reviews, and participates fully in calls. Same person, same day, radically different outcomes. The key is the parking lot approach. When unrelated thoughts arise, quickly write them down and return to your work. This prevents distraction without losing valuable insights. As the saying goes, if it's on your mind isn't clear. Unbundle your devices. When your phone serves as alarm clock, camera, and communication hub, checking your alarm before bed might expose you to stressful messages that disrupt sleep. Use a real alarm clock. Write shopping lists on paper. Work offline when concentration matters. Separation removes potential distractions before they occur. When a client brought Henry Kissinger a replacement shirt after his luggage was lost, Kissinger gave him complete, undivided attention with sustained eye contact. Though brief, this encounter left a lifelong impression, demonstrating how even extraordinarily busy people can fully focus on the person before them. Real listening requires full engagement, not just hearing words. When we truly listen, we notice subtle nonverbals, tone shifts, and body language that reveal what people really think. In classroom exercises, participants discover that 5 minutes of undivided attention outperforms 45 minutes of distraction. Yet USC's Marshall School of Business research reveals most executives find device use during meetings inappropriate. 86% say phone calls are unsuitable, 84% consider texting rude, 75% find reading messages disrespectful, and 66% think going online is inappropriate. Modern meetings have devolved from engaged participation to electronic distraction. When facing competing demands, prioritize the person physically present. Saying no doesn't make you unhelpful. It makes you reliable. No, I can't right now differs from no, I won't ever. It simply means you'll give full attention when you can properly focus. When violinist Joshua Bell played his $1 million violin in a DC metro station in 2007, rushing adults ignored him while only children paused to listen. He earned just $32. A Harvard study of 2,250 adults found happiness directly linked to task engagement. Easily distracted people were less happy. Psychologist Viktor Frankl identified two keys to fulfillment: finding meaning in life's moments and releasing obsession with outcomes. Many people miss experiences while recording them. At the 2014 Sochi opening ceremonies, athletes viewed their once-in-a-lifetime parade through smartphone screens instead of living it. To reboot your life, try unplugged outings, uninterrupted conversations, device-free hikes, or dining with a rule that whoever checks their phone pays. Slow reading clubs have emerged worldwide based on evidence that reading slowly increases pleasure, empathy, concentration, and reduces stress. Artistic pursuits offer excellent single-tasking opportunities: Zentangle drawing, distraction-free movie watching, or creative volunteering that engages your whole self. Figure skater Jeremy Abbott's 2014 Olympic comeback after a devastating crash exemplifies single-tasking's power. His recovery required complete mental presence. Had his attention splintered between the moment and his mistake, recovery would have been impossible. Writers produce their best work during complete absorption. Musicians achieve transcendent performances when entirely present. Athletes reach peak performance, what psychologists call flow, only through absolute focus. The single-tasking principle, get more done, one thing at a time, isn't just a productivity hack. It's a fundamental truth about human performance and satisfaction. Start with phone-free walks where you fully engage with your surroundings. Create device-free zones where genuine conversation can flourish. Practice giving complete attention during conversations, noticing how this transforms relationships. In our hyper-connected era, choosing to single-task represents conscious rebellion against perpetual partial attention. The benefits cascade: deeper relationships, more meaningful experiences, reduced stress, and stronger agency over your time. Your attention is the most valuable resource you possess. Stop giving it away in fragments, reclaim it, protect it, and watch your life transform.